Jack Hiles became pastor of First Baptist of Hammond in 1959. It was an American Baptist church at first, I believe. Over time, he broke down the many committees that made all the decisions about church operations, and he centralized power to himself. He also made the church independent Baptist. He was always likable and approachable, and he spent a lot of his time in the early years boosting and backing his young people. He pitched some of the church softball games, attended and/or ran functions for the youth, and won over his church by being a person who worked with everybody. Somewhere in there, Hiles tightened the ropes of legalism a little further to include rules against slacks on women and all kinds of other fine points that have nothing whatsoever to do with godliness. He also pushed soul winning as the supreme Christian virtue. Soon that would change to soul winning being the only Christian virtue. The first pastor school took place in about 1964. Pastor school was the mecca of IFB pastors and church workers, and that week was their Ramadan. As a diligent bus worker in my teens, I attended three or four pastor schools in the 1970s. It was by means of pastor school, which ran for a week in March of each year, that Hiles kept First Baptist of Hammond central to the IFB movement, and he used pastor school to take the pulse on what was going on. And here are some definitions for you. IFB is Independent Fundamental Baptist. FBCH is First Baptist of Hammond, Hiles' church. In about 1972 or 1973, Jack Hiles founded Hiles Anderson College, an unaccredited college designed to teach young men how to be preacher boys. They spent hours each week soul winning, but they also attended classes, and most worked to put themselves through school. Percentage-wise, my guess is that Hiles Anderson College has released more child sexual predators than any other college or university in America ever. Most graduates are not perverts, but the astonishing account of how many of their male graduates are now in jail or have faced charges for sexual crimes against children is dumbfounding. Meanwhile, divorce is rampant among graduates, a testament to the fact that these poor, deceived young people have no clue about the grace of God or the power of Jesus Christ. All they know is that they must work, work, work to do good and stay right with God. When he was not quite 20, Dave Hiles, son of Jack Hiles, was given a prominent position in the youth ministry at FBCH and eventually took it over. His rise to power occurred in 1973 to 1974. According to many people who left the movement, Dave was already engaging in sex, including sex with minors. He also regularly rebuked and insulted the people who tried to please him. I never went to a youth conference, which was a week-long meeting held in the summers, but I've heard tapes from them, and I've heard Dave telling kids that 15 minutes of prayer each day is nothing, the result of a carnal, fleshly heart. His sermons, which he preferred to call challenges, were nothing but harangue with humor thrown in now and then. Probably the best modern or contemporary counterpart to Dave Hiles in terms of his sermons is Jeff Owens. Dave also married Paula. Meanwhile, his sexual exploits continued until pressure on Jack Hiles prompted him to recommend Dave for the pastorate down at Miller Road Baptist Church in Garland, Texas. Dave left for Garland, Texas with his wife Paula and their family. Paula was already suspecting him of infidelity, but she was a naive young woman who had been raised in the IFB movement. She had no idea how bad it was or what he was getting into. I don't know the year that Dave assumed the pastorate at Miller Road, sometime between 1979 and 1983. A church member discovered a briefcase in the dumpster behind the church at Miller Road Baptist Church. It contained numerous photographs and pornography magazines. In the porn magazines were advertisements for group sex that featured Dave Hiles and Brenda Stevens, a member of the church. Some members tried to hush up the matter, but it was finally brought before the church. Around a dozen women came forward as having had affairs with Dave. Each one had been told that she was his one and only.